what do you get when you mix in the drive and passion of a former Disney executive and a phenomenal vineyard in Napa Valley? Well, you might just get the magical wines of Frank Family Vineyards.
And joining us to talk about it all, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine in the WTOP Wine of the Week. Scott, great to have you back.
Hey, Sean, it's good to be back. Hey, Dimitri.
Hi, how are you?
And give us a little background here on how Richard Frank went from the fantasy world of Disney to the fantasy world of winemaking.
He is a phenomenal guy. He was chairman of Walt Disney Television and Telecommunications, president of Walt Disney Studios. He started the Disney Channel. This is a busy guy, and he couldn't afford to take a lot of time away on vacation. So he would just do quick weekend trips up to Napa, and he just fell in love with it. So in the 90s, he bought a house. Then that wasn't enough, of course, right? So then he bought a vineyard. Then he bought a winery. And it just really evolved from there. And I'll tell you, what started off as kind of a little of a side project has become one of the most formidable and really fantastic wineries in Napa Valley.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of what it has to offer in the way of Chardonnay to start off.
Yeah, the 2013 Frank Family Napa Valley Chardonnay. This is beautiful. Aromas of fresh tropical fruit and marzipan and honeysuckle. Not things that I normally get in a California Chardonnay, but beautiful mouthfeel delivers layers of the flavors, including those baked apples and a little Meyer lemon and roasted nuts on the front of the palate. What I really like, though, is on the elegant finish, you get this really nice notes of vanilla and then this slaty minerality. It really adds a nice level of sophistication and balance. I'd love to have this with roasted halibut, $35.
All right, what do you got on the red side?
Well, they make a beautiful Pinot Noir, the 2013 Frank Family Vineyard Carneros Pinot. Beautiful aromas of black cherries, sassafras. I just like saying sassafras. And then you got raspberry and dried fruits and mushrooms and spice. That's just in the bouquet. Then the palate is just full-bodied, generously loaded with fresh blueberry, compote flavors, savory notes, and a long, elegant, beautiful finish. Get this with a piece of salmon, $35.
Give us one more, Scott.
Let's go with the Zinfandel because I love this wine. I think it's super comforting. The 2013 Frank Family Reserve Zinfandel Chillis Valley. It's got a splash of Petite Syrah added in for richness and depth. It really grabs your attention. The nose features scents of black cherries, black plums, dark raspberries. And in the mouth, you just get these great additional black fruits and spices. Finishes smoothly with notes of pepper and plum. Barrel aged, which is unusual. This is barrel aged in 50% new French oak. I really like that. It's a comforting wine, as I said, but you know what? Given this guy's background at Disney, it's also an e-ticket ride. And those of you of a certain age will know what I'm talking about. Check it out with lasagna, $55.
All right, Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure, guys.
Mm-hmm. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. Want to know what to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.